addition, I would like to reiterate these words from Matthew. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will find it. Every third year when this reading rolls around, I wish I was back in elementary school where I could pretend to be sick and my mom would call the school and let them know that I would be absent that day. I couldn't call in sick today here, obviously. So, this passage makes me struggle. Not to interpret the words, but to struggle with the truths in my own life. And ultimately, with the truths we are facing in the world right now. I want to be true to the truth. But I also don't want to be inconvenienced or feel guilty or be criticized for what I am not doing to make changes within myself and within the world around me. Don't you sometimes just want an easy, feel-good gospel? Ministers do more than you might think. Sometimes we want a gospel that affirms our life and it leaves us alone. I want a gospel that's easy to preach, easy to hear, and even easier to live. None of that, however, is happening in our reading today. Jesus has figuratively taken a yellow danger, do not cross this line tape, and set it up in front of those who are listening. On one side is acknowledging him before others, and on the other side is denying him. The choice is not about whether we read the Bible, go to church, say the creed, or post nice Jesus-y type stuff on Facebook. It's about how we live, what we say and what we don't say, what we do and what we don't do, the policies we support and the ideas behind them. I'm talking about where and with whom we set our own do not cross tape on a daily basis, because there are so many other lines we face. Yes, some of them we have set for ourselves, but others have been set up beyond our control. They're not hard to see. We encounter them everywhere we look. They are about racism, colonialism, poverty, homelessness, hunger, violence, injustice, and yes, family breakdown. They are evident in our own country, even though we hope that our tape is less oppressive than those of our neighbors. So you might be asking, what does the line that Jesus is drawing have to do with the situations we encounter or any other situation where we see lines being drawn in the world today? Well, the line Jesus draws intersects every single one of those issues I just mentioned. It runs through your life and my life. It runs through this country and other countries. It runs through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And that's why I struggle with today's gospel reading. It holds before us a set of values, a way of being, a truth that we either acknowledge or deny. We cannot straddle the fence on this one with one foot here and one foot there. There is no middle ground on which to stand in this reading, and we can't manipulate that line to make our own lives easier. The line Jesus draws reveals and calls us into a greater priority, a higher authority, and a truer identity. Where we stand in relation to that line will determine who we are, the values we hold, and how or even if we follow the greatest commandment, to love God completely with all our being and to love our neighbors as ourselves. These are hard truths to face, and this is a hard gospel to reflect on. I could have chosen Genesis and Abraham and asked the question, what kind of father was he who would put his son out of the house? You see, I have difficulty answering so many of these questions myself sometimes. So perhaps I could leave you with something a little easier to think about, because it seems that the questions are only going to get harder as we look at the world around us. In the Jewish tradition, there's a collection of ethical teachings. In one of it, the rabbi states, "It is not your responsibility to finish the work of perfecting the world, but neither are you free to desist from it." I hear in those words an invitation to truthfulness, authenticity, honesty, and integrity. They remind me that there is so much work to be done. I trust those words will lead me and you into a life worthy of Jesus. Amen.